KN4, HGX, mobile. Patrick, KN4, TSW. In this morning.
You can't complain, how about yourself?
Good, but I pulled a muscle or something in my right side of my back, and it's killing me.
Oh man, that's not good. Probably messing with that toolbox.
It bothered me yesterday before that, but I don't know what I done, but they sure do hurt. My name wrong. She's gonna have to quit abusing me while I'm trying to sleep. Cool again up here this morning.
27 in Welford.
Showing 37 right here on the paved road. I'm leaving the house.
The weather this morning, you know, all the towns and that, they call Greenville being like at 52 or 54, and then everybody else, you know, is in the 40s, and I'm thinking, yeah, there's your global warming.
You cut down all the trees and throw in a bunch of asphalt and concrete, you're going to get some global warming.
Right about that. I asked you about yesterday.
Really just helps control the flow of hot water throughout the engine block. It depends on if it's on the engine block or if it's on the truck to where he can find it. Because it can have it in either place. So that's kind of need to look at it and see which one it is.
Check for the engine.
Water control valves for EGR, because you'll have hot water flowing through it. Different sensors on the engine to give running conditions of the engine, things like that. I mean, it could be used in any number of ways. And on that one, I'm pretty sure it's just going to be for the EGR system.
Has something wrong with his, and that he was just struggling to find one anywhere.
It's that way with anything anymore, though, I believe. But I'm not 100% familiar with that engine to tell you exactly how it works or what it does. I could have to sit down and look it up.
I think you have one guy that he said it retails for like $1,200, but he'd sell it to him for $800, but I don't know if he's going to do it or not.
You might be able to have it rebuilt. Some of those you can. Like I said, I'd have to really just sit down and study it and look it out and find out what it does and if you can have it rebuilt.
And then I'll tell him about it this morning when I see him.
Did you say that was on? If I can't text one of my guys that works at Benson and see if he knows any help on that. He does diesel work, so he'll know right off on that engine what it is and where to get one.
I appreciate it. Yesterday?
I did not. To be honest with you, yesterday was not a good day, and I ended up just trying to get through it. But I'll see if I can get a hold of him today. Just hang out and watch TV yesterday afternoon?
After that, we just hung out doing that. She was kind of looking through the, you know, through the listings of property and seeing if we saw anything that we were interested in. Everything that we were interested in, you know, people have already snatched up, so you kind of got to watch it every day if you're looking for something.
That you do, and it's going to be tough because, like you say, everybody's snagging everything up just as quick as it comes out.
Put restrictions on it so that, you know, you can't buy it up and divide it off and everything. And they're just, you know, kind of fixing it so, you know, corporations can't buy it up and make big subdivisions out of it.
It's sad that people do that. I don't like restricted land because generally they got restrictions on it that I can't even bring my tool truck on there. Boils down to, and that's aggravating as all get out.
bunch of people trying to play God.
It's mine. I'll do what I want with it, or should be able to.
You know, you can't have a modular home, or you can't have a mobile home, or you can't put a camper, or you can't have a horse, or, you know what I mean, all kinds of stuff and that. And it's the way the economy's going. If you don't have a little field where you can grow your cow and a couple of chickens, you might be hosed.
Truth. Me and a buddy were talking about that Sunday at church or after church, possibly getting us a cow and putting it in the pasture over here at my grandfather's, which is just right out the road from it, so we can have some meat.
I was riding down the road and I thought, man, if you had some property, you could, you know, get you a little bull from a dairy farmer or something, you know, and talk a farmer into just letting you put him in that pasture for a few dollars or something, and then, you know, then in the fall, you could just carry him to the slaughterhouse.
Somebody, I can't remember who it was, a couple weeks ago, they were having a hard time finding a place to get a cow butchered.
Right there in Greer, I think it's probably still open. I mean, that's where I bought, you know, a whole pig there before, and they sell, you know, half the sides of beef and stuff like that. Vaughn's Meat Packing, you familiar with it?
Oh, yeah, I know where it's at, but there's a couple of them up here. That's why I was surprised that when I heard that he couldn't get it done, that they were just so backed up, they couldn't get it in.
Backed up? That's hard to believe. I saw where the, you know, the farmers, the cattle farmers were saying they couldn't get them processed or whatever. They were going to make their own meat packing corporation.
Crazy world going on right now, I guess.
Well, everything will revert back to the way it was in the early 1900s.
It looks that way, and it might be good for some people.
If they don't want to work, they're going to be on the wrong side for sure.
Busy day at work plan?
Not necessarily. I don't have anything totally planned. Got all the workers will be back today. You know, on Mondays and Fridays, you only got like half crew, so everybody will be back today. So yesterday, I had to run to Best Buy, pick up a 65-inch TV that I ordered. And that, but I don't have any real plans today that I know of.
Nothing will come up. It'll go smooth for you. So I'm assuming you got through that shutdown or whatever y'all were doing, maintenance. With no problems?
That, pretty decent shape. And that, now, I called my vendor that I get safety glasses from, and that, because they were like about 2 weeks late, and they said they weren't going to be available until January.
You put my surprise face on.
It's the truth. It's like, what is it having delivery problems now? Right in the middle of it, you know, we see it and understand it, and, you know, it's already bad, and they say it's going to get a lot worse before it gets better.
I doubled with you, Ken.
But say, you know, me and you are right in the middle of it because we understand what's going on, and it's already bad, but now they say it's going to get a lot worse before it gets any better.
I was just saying that the guy that I got my tool truck from, he picked up his new dual truck this past weekend. He ordered it a couple months before mine got hit, and he's just getting it just now, and it's not completely done. It was just to a point where he could actually get it and finish it himself or make money with it.
So they were probably turning them things out, what, a couple of months anyway?
Used to, it took about 3 to 6 months, somewhere in that window, depending on what all you were having done to it.
Probably down to a skeleton crew, and then, you know, like you said, you can't get parts for it. I mean, metal's starting to get hard to come by.
One of the guys in our district, he ordered a truck right about the time mine got hit, and he got word a week before last that his was pushed to January because they were waiting on parts for the AC system.
one of those. Look at now, and they can, well, it's wintertime, and they can put the AC in it when it gets back towards summertime.
No, because then you'd have to take it completely apart because all the lines got to be run. Go ahead and say 7-3s. I'm coming into the black hole up here. You probably noticed already. KO4 HKX. And have a great day, and I'll keep an ear out for you this afternoon. And I'm clear.
You have an awesome, safe day, and hope it goes by for you really smooth. And I'll try to catch you this evening. KN4 TFW.